Our first order of business was actually organizing a suicide prevention campaign.
Worrying about their fellow Bobcats was Claire Seed's first reaction following the 2016 election results. Claire, who is president of FRC and a member of the Multicultural Activist Coalition, teamed up with her friends to turn their anger and worry into a plan of action. Claire and her friends were not the only ones wanting to make sure that everyone stayed safe. LGBT Center Director Delphine Bautista and their staff prepared for the election by providing a safe space for those who needed it.
Because we knew that the election, from voting to the results, would be stressful, what we did basically for the entire week, we put everything, what we usually do, on hold, and just offered a quiet space, a safe space.
This safe space ended up being the perfect place to spend a crafternoon.
What was a hit the entire week was we made stress jars out of glitter and mason jars, and folks from all over campus came to either just be in the space as folks were crafting or to make a jar for themselves.
Some people needed more than just stress jars.
A lot of my friends and a lot of my friends here had been dealing with difficulty in figuring out how to sort of approach their family after this Trump presidency is happening.
With a little help from Facebook, Claire and her friends created a zine, The Elephant in the Room, So Your Family Voted for Trump.
We started it then, and I continued it and got it out a few days later with help. I solicited help from the internet. People commented and messaged me and like with their advice and stories about dealing with this issue.
Not everyone was creative as Claire and the folks at the LGBT Center, though. Some people only had markers, pizza boxes, and an urge to make someone's day a little brighter. Jameson Platt and Ian Robinson, two Athens locals, decided to offer free hugs as they sat on the steps of the Athens County Courthouse.
We were on social media and we just felt that there was a disconnect, that the country's kind of divided down the middle right now, and that no matter what's going on in the world or what's going on with the election, that we just wanted to bring people together and spread the love.
While not many people were feeling a hug, it still made an impact.
I think whether they come in for a hug or not, they're at least getting a smile back on my face.
After all, a smile a day keeps the doctor away, or something like that. For LGBT Media Action, I'm Michaela Ashburn.